Okay.
How did this event, you know, Uncle Philip being drafted, affect you personally?
Okay. Well, when my younger brother was drafted during the Vietnam War, it turned my life upside down. He expected to be going into the Army, but when he arrived at Fort Hamilton to be inducted into the military, he discovered that 4 out of 178 men had been chosen for the Marines, and he was one of them.
Wow.
So that's sort of like winning the lottery.
Yeah.
And the Marine basic training is extremely challenging. They say both mentally and physically, harder than in any other parts of the military.
Wow. I had no idea it was like that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Right. Well, it's very unusual to be drafted into the Marines. Mm-hmm. Generally, the people who want to be in the Marines are just volunteering, but they were short on people because not enough people volunteered to do something like that.
Right.
So they decided to draw from a lottery, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And he won.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. So how did this affect your family and your community?
Well, it didn't really affect my community.
Yeah.
But the whole family was so worried that he would actually go to war, because every day you heard about soldiers being severely injured or killed in Vietnam.
Right.
And he trained at Parris Island, which is only Marine training. Mm-hmm. And then he had to go for an extra 4 weeks at what they called Camp Lejeune for advanced infantry training. Mm-hmm. And then they decided he was ready to go to Vietnam, and they allowed him to come home for a short visit. And that's when we saw him after, you know, what was like 3 months, and his whole body had changed.
Wow.
He became like a different person. He was strong and really, really built.
Wow.
If you can picture Uncle Phil looking like that.
Big shoulders, big muscles.
So that was how it really impacted us.
Wow. What else was happening in your life and the world during this?
Well, the world was, everything was about the Vietnam War.
Right.
And, you know, some people were for it, some people were against it, and there was lots of protesting. That was what was happening in the world.
Right.
In my life, I had just had my third child. Our family was complete now that we had 2 sons and a new baby daughter. But life was bittersweet because of my brother being drafted during wartime.
Right.
It's a very dangerous time.
Right. What changed during this in your life?
Well, I definitely followed the news about the war more closely. I was never really, you know, that much into politics and about what was going on in the world. But I definitely followed everything more closely, and we worried every single day But finally, there was some good news. He was on his way to Vietnam when his plane stopped to refuel at a base in Okinawa, which is an island in the Pacific, and there was a Marine base on the island. And when they stopped, a small group of men were told to get off the plane, that they weren't going to Vietnam, that they were going to be stationed in Okinawa. So that was very exciting for him, of course, and also for the entire family.
Right.
And he served a year in Okinawa, and during that time he did volunteer for a short mission to Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
I will never understand why he volunteered to go to Vietnam. Mm-hmm. But he said he felt it was his duty to go, and he wanted to, you know, see what was going on with the war. And he walked through the jungle while the war was going on.
Right.
But thankfully, he returned safely, and he didn't tell anybody he was going until he came home. Then he told us.
Wow. Were there any positive outcomes of this on your life?
Well, yeah, I think I helped me to realize, you know, how precious family is and the importance of having family and always being together, and that we were really so lucky that he was safe while he was in Okinawa. We were able to communicate with him either by letters or by tape recordings that we sent back and forth. And so we were able to hear his voice that way.
Mm-hmm.
And on occasion, he was able to contact us by shortwave radio.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what a shortwave radio is?
Not really.
It's like a radio.
Oh.
It's just like, it's not like a telephone. It's a one-way conversation. You say something, and then you have to say over, and then the other person can answer.
Oh.
So it was very hard to talk, but it was just that we could hear his voice and knew he was okay.
Right. I mean, there are probably many, but what were some negative outcomes of this on your life?
Well, just that it was, you know, we were all stressed out.
Right.
Even though we knew he was in Okinawa, which the war was not going on there, you just never knew when they would decide that they needed more people on the front and possibly send him over.
Right. Has this, like, affected your life now in any way?
Like, well, I think it made me aware of how international politics can affect any family in any part of the world, even though, you know, you are not directly involved in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there anything else you feel people should know about this event or how it affected people's lives?
Well, I think our family, we were so lucky. And we realize how many families lost brothers and sisters and children and fathers, and that we were really one of the fortunate ones.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't have any other questions. questions.
Okay.
So.